Dogs seem to know everything about their owners, from their schedules to their scents to exactly what annoys us. Or is that just you? I don't know. So shouldn't humans know everything about their dogs? Well, Embark's dog DNA test allows you to do just that. Getting to know your dog's breed mix and genetic health risks with Embark means strengthening your bond with your furry friend. And Embark founded the world's first canine relative finder. I have actually found distant cousins of Geo's. Anyway, we'll get there. They even offer you the ability to connect directly with other Embark dog owners in their database. We'd like to thank EmbarkVet.com for supporting And That's Why We Drink. And you can go to EmbarkVet.com to get free shipping and save $50 on the breed and health test with promo code DRINK. So Geo is quite a situation. All right, I got the Embark test done, and he is American Pit Bull Terrier. He is Shih Tzu. He's Australian Cattle Dog, Dachshund Chow Chow, German Shepherd, and Labrador Retriever. He is, as by the way, Embark put it, which made me so happy, he is a super mutt. Isn't that nice? I was thrilled because I had done a test on him ages ago, but it was like pretty simple and like kind of just not very, very in-depth. This Embark test was amazing. It told us that he was part Dachshund, which made a lot of sense because he's kind of like hot dog shaped. Get the dog DNA test that is trusted by millions. Right now, Embark has a limited time offer on their breed and health test for our listeners. Go to EmbarkVet.com to get free shipping and save $50 with promo code DRINK. Visit EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DRINK to save $50 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello and welcome to my special lucky episode 49 of Listener Stories.
49 is here.
Literally, for some reason on the mic you use, every time your voice gets to a certain decibel, it just cuts the audio. So I just hear silence. Like that, I hear silence. Like when laugh. Yeah. It's very sad because every time you laugh at something I say, I just hear silence. So I have to check to see if you're laughing. It's like really heartbreaking. Anyway,
it's
welcome.
Like your biggest fear from when we were on tour.
It's
like
literally.
What if we say something and it's just fucking crickets?
Crickets. I wish they would put cricket sound instead of silence, but you know, that's a story for another day. Welcome. We're on episode 49 of our listener stories. I remember when we did 22 and it was M's lucky listener episode. So
I know. What's the next big number that we have to look
666.
Oh,
that's okay. A long time from now.
I thought you were going to say 69 and I was like, whoa. Okay,
well, definitely cool. 69, 420, and then 666.
That one's going to have a weird theme. I'll just be really honest right now.
I will say, real quick before we read this awesome stories that you all submitted, our next listener episode is number 50. And that is very special because it comes out right after our 200th episode. So we're going to do a special theme. And are we announcing the theme here?
Sure.
Okay. The theme is cursed by, and that's why we drink. So if you have a tale of being cursed by us, which I think an alarming number of you do, you can submit that for our 50th listener episode. And we gave that prompt to patrons, I think like a week or two ago, just to kind of get them in the know. But so now you all know as well. So if you have a story, send that in.
I know a lot of you, specifically with the dolls, have you've already sent us emails before saying that they messed you up. So we know that you're out there. We know someone out there has a story.
I feel like we should have like a WebMD profile where it's like most common side effects include like bloody nose, crashing your car, fender bender.
You can click the body and be like, what part of you hurts? And if it's anywhere, everything. It's just our fault.
My bad. We need to find a waiver to send out to all of you. But yeah, so that's our 50th listener plan theme. So send it in. Yeah. All right.
Wow, that means we've read like 300 people's stories or something.
Wow. And in the first one, I remember we were just like reading our friends' stories because we had no listeners.
Spoiler alert. The first episode, we asked our friends to text us last minute because
literally we're sitting there with microphones. We were like, oh, we don't have any stories.
We didn't have a following yet, so we didn't have anyone send in stories. So, or we didn't have like enough people to email us. So,
but the notion that we sat down to record the episode and then went,
oh, wait, we don't have any stories. It's like the most Emma and Christine bullshit ever. Okay. Anyway, okay. You're going first this time.
And this is December.
Yes. Oh, Christmas time is here. I'm sorry. That was late. Sorry. Here I am.
Oh, do you have plans for Christmas? Are you just staying home?
I'm staying here. Blaze has a holiday off, so I'm very happy about that. But I think we're just going to Zoom it with his fam. I don't know. I think we just have to stay home. You're staying home, right?
I'm staying home. Mm. Although Eva and I have both stayed pretty safe. And so we have said we might have like Christmas breakfast together, which is very sweet.
Oh, that's so cute. I'm going to FaceTime you and force my way in.
That's fine. RJ and Allison are both really braving it and going home, but they're going home and quarantining for 2 weeks first. So they're going to be gone for like the whole month of December. Oh. So I'm by myself and I'm not going home and quarantining and being with my family because I have seen too many of my Fredericksburg friends not isolating.
Shout out.
So not to call you all out, but except you kind of deserve it.
Come
so
visit me, please.
I really am. I know a lot of people are going to say that planes are like surprisingly safe, but like it's safer to just not be on a plane. So I just don't want to.
Well,
I'm not going to be doing anything for all of December. So we will probably FaceTime a lot because I'll
fine.
Be lonely.
Okay. I'll wait till
hear
next
from
year.
Me enough. But anyway, so that's what we're doing for Christmas. Hopefully everyone's staying safe. I know a lot of people for Thanksgiving were really nervous about going home and having to deal with COVID members or people who were COVID deniers. So hopefully that's not what you have to deal with a second time again. But if that is the case, I'm thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the first story. Not to like
anyway,
totally be such a bummer.
Let's
but
talk about COVID deniers and now your stories.
Let's talk about something equally scary. So this is this one is called Full Moon Story. Oh, wasn't that did we have a theme this
yes,
time?
Yes, Eva said it was mostly full moon. And then there's a surprise guest at the end that I don't want to spoil.
Is it half moon? Is it toenail moon? Which one is
ew.
It? Is it a different moon? Okay, so this is Full Moon Story. And this is by Abby, who goes by she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. Abby says, hi, Eva, M, Christine, and pets.
Hi.
I like that. Just lump sum pets. My name is Abby and I love your show. I've been listening for a while now, but it has especially been keeping me company since quarantine. I have a slightly low key full moon story, but thought I'd send it y'all's way. When I was in college, I used to work at a home for people with traumatic brain injuries. A lot of the patients had other psychiatric diagnoses as well. As their brain injuries. That being said, we often had days where patients would have behavior issues or even violence, but it always was a shit show during a full moon.
Wait, I forgot I requested this theme. Like I literally demanded it, and now I already thought this was just random.
I wonder why we brought it up at all.
Because I know why I brought it up, because it was Halloween and it was a blue moon, full moon on Halloween.
Oh, right.
And I made a big scene about it. And then I demanded everyone send in stories. And then I promptly forgot and sent that and said, that's weird. Why do we have so many full moon stories?
I was thinking because I just covered werewolves twice and we were talking about the
there's
full moon
there
too.
That. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
And in that, we talked about how there's like studies where hospitals have said on full moons, people like mm-hmm. act a little more wild. So.
Mm-hmm.
It was always a shit show during a full moon. Nothing paranormal, but I always thought it was wild how we could predict when it would be crazy. Even the staff who maybe didn't believe in astrology or anything otherworldly would prepare for the full moon. That's wild.
Wow.
In the year that I worked there, there were three full moons, the first one only 2 months after I started. That night, we had a patient call the ambulance for himself 3 times in one night for no reason. The second time, a different patient escaped from the facility and was wandering in a nearby apartment complex, and the police and staff were out half the night tracking him down. And the third full moon, which was also a Friday the 13th,
uh-oh.
I had the foresight to request the night off because I'd learned my lesson, and two patients got into a literal fist fight that ended up in injuring multiple staff.
Oh, no.
Wow, you really saved yourself there. While bad behaviors were not extremely uncommon in this job, overall it was pretty chill, but those three events were the biggest instances of behaviors in the entire year I worked
there. Wow.
And I always thought it was so interesting that it correlated with the full moon each time. Side note, even when I worked as a waitress in high school, customers were always acting up during full moons. Anyway, I know this story isn't super exciting, but I thought it was interesting when you guys were talking about full moon stories, especially in relation to healthcare, and it is definitely a thing. from Abby. Oh, also, I did submit my my more paranormal story of my sorority house at Virginia Tech. So if you're interested in that, let me know and I can send it again. Yes, Abby, please send it again.
Please do. I'm sure it's somewhere in the inbox. Wow. Thank you, Abby. That's creepy. Remember, I went on this whole rant about how if the moon controls the tides and we're 70% water, then it makes sense that the moon controls us, which is not my theory. I read it on the internet, but I thought it made sense.
It's maybe not your theory that you created, but it's definitely a theory that I think we both own. Like, I think like
theory.
It's
theory. And also, it makes sense. If I believe in WebMD, I can believe in pretty much anything on the internet. So there we go.
Just say it. Say it loud. Say it with your chest. Okay, so that's my story. Thank you, Abby.
You've probably heard about Burrow. It's a new kind of furniture company known for timeless design, durable materials, and details that make life in your space easier. Last year, they brought their expertise outside with the launch of their outdoor line, and now they're adding more must-have pieces to the collection. Dunes offers seating, dining, and lounger options, while Scout is a new folding chair upholstered in a chic woven fabric. Made of durable materials made for all seasons, weather-resistant teak, stainless alloy, quick-dry, stain-resistant cushions, love that, with easy assembly and disassembly. They also just launched a new standing desk co-pilot with adjustable height, a durable scratch-resistant body with built-in storage to make working at home easier than ever. And of course, there's Burrow's legacy seating collections like the Nomad and Range, now available in new colors. So no matter what you choose, you always get free shipping on every order, which can run up to $100 for larger items, and that is a win. You know Emma and I love our Burrow, and now that they have outdoor furniture, I'm very excited to get my lounge on. We have this balcony, and I am always looking for something to make it comfy but also look chic, you know, because it's outside, everyone can see it, and I want to look stylish while I'm bird watching. I love Burrow. It's easy to assemble. It ships free. I can't recommend them highly enough. And that's why We Drink listeners can get 15% off their first order at burrow.com/drink. That's Burrow, burrow.com/drink for 15% off. burrow.com/drink. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like when you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/drink. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/drink. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/drink. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I have a story here from, let's see. Preferred name and pronoun says she/they/grandpa.
Wait a minute.
That's fun. Okay. Oh, cool. That's...
I don't know how to use grandpa as a pronoun, but I appreciate
the originality. Oh, we'll figure it out. Don't you worry. Okay. So the subject is chatting with my dead grandma on Samhain. Now, I need to be clear here that I said it wrong last time. And I said it wrong because I asked somebody specifically how to say it. And they said, oh, it's pronounced Samhain. And I went, okay. And I just believed them without looking it up. Normally, I would have looked it up.
It's Samhain, yeah.
You didn't correct me.
When?
When I said it last time, we got a million emails being like, Christine pronounced it wrong.
Huh. I feel like maybe I just missed you saying it. I don't know, it's Samhain.
In any case, did you not hear just Eva and, oh my gosh, Em, I swear to God. We were sitting there trying to find a pronunciation guide online and you were sitting there with the knowledge this whole time.
I was eating pretzels. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
I was not listening.
Well, English is not my first language, and I don't think this is even necessarily English, so whatever. So, Samhain. Okay. Hello, Eva and Lemon. Well, all right. Y'all asked for full moon stories, but this is more of a Samhain?
Samhain, yeah.
Samhain?
Yeah.
/ grandma story. The full moon / blue moon was on Samhain / Halloween. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm so mad because I specifically asked somebody and they were like so confident that I was like, oh, okay.
It definitely looks like Samhain. Like it.
That's why I said it like that. And I was like, that's so weird. It was pronounced that way. But oh, God, I'm so mad at myself for not looking
it up. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Okay. says M eating pretzels and not listening. Okay. So, don't you dare eat a pretzel right now. We're going to get even more emails. Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. As you may know, Samhain is big on communicating with your ancestors, so I had an altar set up for my grandma all October. My grandma Annie was the light in my family, and when we lost her, it was a very devastating time for all of us. My aunt Nancy, the only other person in the family that shares the same beliefs as me, has been doing a lot to communicate with my grandma and has gotten so much out of it. My grandma visited my aunt in a dream and was so excited to tell her that she finally understands her and gets it. I love that. I didn't know if I should do anything to try and communicate with her, but long story short, I kept getting intuitive hints that I should. So I did. I've been practicing for a few years, but haven't ever tried a seance of any sort. I figured my intuition was telling me she was trying to talk to me, so I got my circle set up, selenite wand in hand, and protection jars around me. I had four questions written out, but there was only one I was the most concerned with. Are you pain-free and are you happy?
Aw.
I know. The three other questions, I got some confusing and unclear messages, but hey, it's my first time, so I expected as much. When I asked if she was pain-free, my pendulum shot to yes. When I asked if she was happy, the pendulum kept going in circles and didn't stop. I remember my grandma always said, when I die, I'll be dancing in heaven. So I asked, are you dancing, grandma? Aww. And the circling stopped, then shot to yes. Oh my God.
That's precious.
I immediately started crying uncontrollably. I know wherever she is, she's dancing, and I couldn't have asked for a better answer. I thanked her for talking to me, closed my circle, and reflected for the rest of the night on everything. My heart was so full. I'm sorry this is long, but having my first seance and getting something like that was such a changing moment for me. I can't wait to be dancing with her someday.
Aww.
I love this. Love you both regardless if y'all read this or not. Christine, I swear we shared the same childhood. Well, I'm sorry about that for you and me. You would have totally been on my top eight. Oh,
hey-o. I was on
nobody's top eight, so that's a compliment. Thank you. Em, I love when you talk about your Tourette's. It's something I have and have always tried to hide from my friends and everyone because I was so embarrassed. Just a few times you've opened up about it has made me more confident to talk about it myself. Keep up the good work. Y'all are the best.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Let's tack attention disorders onto that long list of my maladies.
We're just maladied left and right.
Anyway, I'm glad someone gets a kick out of my Tourette's. Someone ought to. So, I liked how wholesome that story was.
I love that when it was spinning, they realized like, oh, it's her dancing. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, we usually do a lot of fucked up stories. It's very nice when we get wholesome ones.
It is. I love it.
This one is called Full Moonlight Mistress, which is what I also call Christine. So this is.
I was about to say M. Yes, are you calling me? Okay, I'm here.
This is from Shauna, who goes by she, her. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. So Shauna says, hey, Eva, M, Christine, Gio, Junie, Mooney.
Yay! First little shout out. First Mooney shout out.
During the moon episode.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Where's your moon cat for
That's weird. This? Okay. I didn't even think of that.
Array of petrified fruits and creepy dolls. The list keeps growing. It sure does. Yes. First, a thank you. My son and I came across your podcast during a road trip a couple years ago. You have since become a part of our weekly routine. Thank you for the laughs, the stories, and the thoughtfulness used to address sensitive topics. You are welcome. So back to the subject at hand. Let's get cracking. I think maybe let's crack into it. That's okay. A friend of mine lived next to Clear Creek in Golden, Colorado.
Oh, that's where my stepdad used to live.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds lovely.
He worked at a ski shop.
I feel like everyone in Colorado works at a ski shop.
Yes, at least once. I believe that's true. A I feel fact,
like
it's actually.
Like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
We spent many of our summer days floating down the creek and nights enjoying bonfires. One night in 2012, we were enjoying a fire by the creek, and around 1 a.m., we decided to take the four-man raft for a full moon float. That is so fun sounding.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds so cool. Reckless, and I'm into it, but it also sounds really fun, like spontaneity wise, and also that you're staying up late
and creepy a little bit with the full moon.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, I like it a lot. It was late in the summer and the water was running low. We kept getting stuck on rocks in shallow areas. We, meaning my friend, would jump out of the raft and push us into the current. About a mile down a stream from our starting point, we started drifting toward another shallow rocky area. It was almost 2 a.m. by this point, and no one else was around. All of a sudden, a luminous woman This is where you enter, Christine. A luminous woman wearing a flowy white dress was standing in the middle of the creek.
And she asked for a white claw. And it was me. But not good. Grapefruit. Please.
Okay, thank stop. You. You're killing me.
Sorry.
She stood on the water in the middle of the creek. She had blonde hair and red lips. And as our raft drifted toward her, she smiled, said hello, asked for a white claw, and pushed us down the creek. Wow. My friends and I said thank you and continued to watch as we floated away. The woman turned toward the creek bank, moved toward it, and vanished.
What?
That's pretty terrifying. The bank to exit the creek is a hill. A person would have to climb up the hill, but she just disappeared. There were four people in the raft, and we all saw the same thing. Okay, so she really did not climb that hill.
Well, and I love that, like, she like, was physical. Like, she helped move the raft, so it's not even just, like, she was, like, yeah.
Helpful. Helpful.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty nice.
That's the kind of, like, guardian angel I want, where I'm like, I'm inconvenienced. Can you help me?
Can you push my Frappuccino a little closer?
Can you tell me where the nearest White Claw is? The next day, we were relaying this encounter to a mutual friend, and she said, I wonder if that was Amy. I did not know who she was talking about and thought it was some sort of old golden ghost story passed on through the years. So I gave it a Google and found a picture of Amy Ahoen. Ahoen?
I don't know.
Ahoen. And holy fuck, Batman, the picture of the luminous woman on the creek popped right up on my screen.
Goose cam.
Turns out Amy had gone missing in 2011. Her Jeep was found on the side of the road, and it's believed that she went for a hike, had an accident, or was murdered by Travis Forbes. Dateline just did a story about him. Fun fact. Oh, my God. And there is still no answer to my knowledge. Maybe this is a future Christine story.
Yeah, seriously.
In 2014, some bones were found in the creek a few miles from where we were when we saw the luminous moonlight mistress, and DNA results matched Amy.
Oh, no.
There was a Facebook page set up during the search for Amy, and I wish I could have reached out to her family and told them the story. They may have thought I was crazy, but they may have found some answers sooner, and that's why I drank. Stay safe and well. Cheers. Clink, clink, woof.
Wow, that is goose cam worthy.
Also, if I were to die and someone had like a paranormal experience with me, I would want everybody to know. I mean, maybe that's just the Gemini in me, but...
You and I would appear to, like, like a symphony orchestra. We'd just stand on top of the trumpet or something. Like, we wouldn't be...
I would only appear with, like, all of the stage lights on me only, and the rest of the place is blacked out.
But that's so scary that... So, she saw the apparition on the river before they even knew the body had been in the river. I mean, that's freaky stuff.
That's super bananas. I don't know. The name was Amy Ahoen or something. So you can probably look her up later.
How and do you spell that? Well,
if Dateline just did a story too, that's got to be interesting.
Wow.
Ahoen.
Ahoen. Ahoen. Ahoen? I don't know. Okay. So this is a story from Shelby. Use she or pronouns. Thank you. This is called Full Moon Adjacent Story, A Ghost Named Rose, which is one of my favorite names, by the way. Fun fact. That's just Christine facts. Okay.
Flower names.
I do like flower names. Yeah. Season's greetings, friends. I have a story that loosely involves a full moon that I hope you enjoy. I was born and raised in Iowa, and most of my family lives in Iowa, too. Around 2002, when I was 10 years old, shout out to my fellow 1992 babies. That's Emothy. Emothy right there.
That's me.
My family and I were visiting my great-grandpa's in a really small town in Iowa where much of my family lives. And I mean small. Population is around 700 people. My great-grandpa lived right next to a park where my sister, cousins, and I would frequent when we visited him. Our favorite game to play was hide-and-seek, although no one ever really enjoyed being the seeker, LOL.
Well, ain't that the truth.
Who does? One night, all the kids headed to the park while our parents stayed back at great-grandpa's house. It says Gigi. I'm just going to say that. It's a lot. Sure. Less syllables at Gigi's house.
Okay.
I feel like now I have like sympathy dry mouth.
I'm sorry.
We are all about the same age, so around 10 years old, and there are five of us at the park. We decided to play hide and seek, and after a few rounds, it was my turn to be the seeker. I remember this night being quite bright out because of the full moon. see full moon adjacent, it says.
I see.
But the park was down in the bottom of a hill, so it was still fairly dark. I shouted, ready or not, here I come, and headed out to find my peeps. You remember those structures at parks that were a connecting tube with the small holes all around them? Oh, mm-hmm. my God. I got my fingers stuck in those many times. like small enough where you could look through but not really see much else. Yes, I totally mm-hmm. remember. They usually were up off the ground and kids could run or crawl through them and look out through the holes. I hope you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I'm sure we do. For sure.
There was one of those tubes at this park. I noticed a couple small hands gripping the tube through one of them. I'm here again. I'm stuck in the thing again. It's Christine. Stuck in the playground.
Well, I show yeah, up in and all your tiny little hands are your tiny little hands are there going, hello.
Where's hello? My white claw? I lost it on this playground.
I could totally imagine 5-year-old you being like, I'm looking for a white claw. Where could I, you know, a guy? What's going on this playground?
Oh my God. My fingers are stuck in this fucking tube. Yeah. I, honestly, this is the truth. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's see. This is very creepy. I noticed a couple of small hands gripping the tube through one of the holes, so I knew I had found someone. I headed that way and saw what appeared to be white clothing through the holes, but couldn't see anyone's face. I ran up the stairs on the play gym and headed toward the tube, and no one was there.
No.
All I could see were some rose petals laying in the tube.
Goodbye.
Oh my God. Now I would have probably said, what the actual fuck, but I was 10, so I shrugged and just ran off to find the hiders. The night came to a close, and we headed back to Gigi's. The next morning, we headed down to the park again for a last bit of fun. I was walking around when I saw a small dedication plaque to the side of the park. I walked up to check it out when I saw that the plaque read, "This park is dedicated in loving memory to Rose."
Mm.
And it clicked. I am sure I saw Rose that night before in the playground. I also realized none of my cousins or sister was wearing white the night before, so it couldn't have been them. Ugh. There were no roses around this park or flowers, really just a bunch of grass and asphalt, so it didn't make sense that the rose petals were there until I saw the plaque. I think Rose was just trying to play hide and seek with us that night,
aww,
which had a full moon.
Oh.
It was so surreal because I could vividly see the ghost's little hands gripping the tube through the holes as well as the white clothing through the tube. Hopefully the story still counts, and even if it doesn't, I hope you enjoyed my early run-in with a ghost. Yours in quarantine, Shelby.
That's definitely wow. a good ghost story.
Just
the fact that you saw two little hands peeking out.
Fingers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why fingers makes it so much more uncomfortable for me.
It's just creepy. Blah. But the rose petals to like leave a calling card, that's really sweet.
It's also really sweet that like this spirit felt safe to like
yes.
hang out with you. And it's nice that if you are going to be a kid ghost, you like have a playground to hang out on.
I think that's really cool that like somebody dedicated the park / playground to her. And then it really worked like in the afterlife, she was still enjoying the park that was named after her. I just think that's really cool. And sweet.
We had a park. Or no, it wasn't a park. We had a library named after one of the kids in my school. Oh. That's worse. I was going to say if it were a park, at least you'd have like fun.
A slide.
As the non-reader, like if someone named like, a library I after me, I'd be like, oh that, my God, no thank you. Unless it was like a really haunted library.
That's one way to send M into the afterlife very quickly. Like,
that's a way to keep me in purgatory for sure.
Yeah, I'm not leaving.
But okay. Yeah, no, that was great. That was really nice.
Yeah, that was. Thank you, Shelby.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want. They have fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. That is so nice. So I received this beautiful lilac shrub and Leona and I planted it together, and we did find a creepy like saint statue while we were digging up the yard. But that aside, it was really a wonderful experience. The funniest part is my neighbor, Anne, hi Anne, walked past me the other day and said, oh, I saw your lilac bush that you mentioned on the podcast. And I thought, wow, advertising really works, folks. I talked about that lilac shrub. She saw it in my yard. And I said, said Leona and I worked very hard to plant that, and I also found a creepy saint while I dug it up. But anyway, the point being, it looks professional. It looks like a landscaper put it there, and a toddler and I actually put it there. So I feel like we've fooled everyone. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DRINK at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code DRINK at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code DRINK. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. And That's Why We Drink is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You won't want to miss Fluid Engine. This is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And I'll be honest, this is a game-changer. Back when I made the And That's Why We Drink website, I used Squarespace. This was obviously well before they were a sponsor, and we have used them ever since. And it's unbelievable how easy this tool is. If any of us, that's the coolest part, any of us on the team can log in and move some things around, update things. We don't need like a dedicated webmaster to figure it out for us because it's so accessible. I love Squarespace. I've made many websites with it before, and it's really easy to get started. You can get one of their Squarespace professional website templates to use. They have designs for every category and use case. Then you can customize your look, update content, add features to fit your unique needs. It's just a really, really cool service. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drink to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This is my last one. This one literally is titled Eva. This one is awesome.
Oh, well, it worked.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. You made it. So this is Abby, who goes by she, her. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. And Abby says, so I live in East Tennessee. I was born and raised here, and so are my parents. Both of my parents have a lot of crazy stories about growing up in this region, and this one was my favorite. When my dad was in his 20s, before meeting my mom, he lived in a tiny town on the Cumberland Plateau, which leads to the Appalachian Mountains. He made his rounds in what little of a bar scene existed there during the late 80s and met some interesting people during this time. One of these people was a man who fancied himself some sort of mountain wizard. Wait a minute. I just showed up in the story.
Sorry, oh, a mountain wizard? Is that what you said?
That is me, yes.
Oh, goodness. I'm M here. Has taken over the stories, yes.
Hello, I'm the main character.
It's me again.
Hello, it's me again. The rain has healing energy. Okay.
I'm a mountain wizard.
I am a mountain wizard. So... He met a man who fancied himself some sort of mountain wizard. My dad was talking to him one night and mentioned that he had a wart on his arm that he couldn't get rid of. He was saying that no matter how many times he'd got it frozen off, used cream, medication, etc., it kept coming back in the same place. This mountain wizard man told him to come to his house the next full moon and he would take care of it.
Okay.
What a vague invitation of like,
yes,
maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but you know, when the moon's looking right, you can stop over.
I also was like, come to my house. I'm not going to give you the address. You'll find me.
I'm also not going to give
you... I'm the mountain wizard.
I'm not going to give you any information on how you could just solve this on your own.
Right, true.
The mountain wizard told him to come to his house. So my dad thought this was bullshit, yet intriguing, and considered that there was nothing else to do around this area. He went to this guy's house the night of the next full moon. Apparently, when he got there, the guy took him up to a clearing on a peak in the woods under the full moon, held the point of a special knife on my dad's wart for a few seconds, and then told him it would be gone in a couple of weeks. Brave of you to have stuck your arm out while someone's holding a knife that you met him in the woods. He's a wizard. And
in the dark.
Under a full moon. Uh-huh. Okay.
It's all bad.
Your dad must have been real fucking bored. Let's just say that.
Yes. Driven to this point. Yeah.
Much to my dad's surprise, it was gone in a couple weeks and has never come back since. Wow. He said he asked the guy what he did and what was special about the knife multiple times afterward, but he would never give up his secret. It was love.
It was love the whole time.
It was love the whole time.
What if it was just like wart freeze on the edge of the knife and he was like, I'm just taking his chance here.
It was just like some illegal, like it's just like a wart off in like some other country and he's like, had like a little stash of it.
I prefer that it was just from Walgreens and he was just like,
actually, you're right.
I'm just pretending like it's something really wild and mystical, but it's just like a Breva or whatever.
How do you know so many wart medication
because
names?
I have a I have a lot of cold sore issues, not warts.
Did you see me struggle to come up with wart off as if like it was a real thing?
Can you imagine if someone, I was like, I can't get rid of my cold sores, and someone were like, here, let me hold this knife up to your face. For a few minutes.
I have pink eye. I know just the thing.
Oh my god, pink eye. Oh no.
Okay, my dad doesn't believe in the occult or the paranormal, but to this day isn't necessarily convinced that this was all a coincidence. I love the idea that this guy had some sort of powers that got rid of my dad's stubborn wart and stubborn attitude, might I say, if he's a skeptic.
Yeah, that's true. Almost.
Thanks for all you do. Love y'all, Abby.
Wow, I love that story. That's great.
That was fun.
That's so wild.
That was a lot of sentences that could have ended very differently and very
in a true crime
ways.
Story. Yeah.
It was only like a couple words off of a true crime. Yeah.
Usually we know pretty early which direction the story is headed. This one, I think we were.
I was on the fence.
Kind of
the whole
torn.
Time.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the last story, and this we've had two Abbeys. This is from Megan.
Ugh. Okay. Well, of course she'd want to include herself on the last
Girl
one.
Girl last is the finale.
Yeah.
So this is the subject. It says, Ghost of Christmas Past, but really. So now we have a holiday story to send you on your way.
Excellent.
Also, this is the last listener episode in 2020, so thank the Lord.
And of course, we're sending it off well with Megan's famous words. Great.
Maybe that's the secret. Maybe it's just like,
maybe
okay.
We just needed to give Megan 5 fucking minutes.
A chance.
And then
yeah.
2020 wouldn't have happened.
All well, right. This is your fucking moment. Here you go.
Redemption Megan. Time, Megan.
Also, Megan doesn't even like mention that their name's Megan.
Uh-oh. See. Maybe you're a new person and you don't know
oh,
why we're
nope. They do at the
you.
End.
Oh, okay.
She does at the end.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Megan. You did specify pronouns she, her. I appreciate that. It says, hey, I'm Christine, Eva, Geo, Juniper, and Moonshine.
Oh.
I figured with Christmas right around the corner, I'd give you a creepy kind of Christmas story which contains Santa, jingle bells, and cats. Wow.
How are you going to string those things together into one storyline? Let's find out.
It says, so let's crack into it. I grew up in a small town on Long Island, New York, where many of my cousins lived as well. Growing up, my grandma lived with us, and she was super close with her sister, who also lived in town, leading some of the children to stay in town and even raise their children. Well, this story in particular is about my mom's first cousin, my great aunt's son, okay, who had resided in the town as well. He lived a full life and was very jolly and loved to make people laugh, so it made sense that in his 50s, he pursued a new career as a mall Santa. I love that for him.
I do love that for him.
Kind of cool, right? Yes, indeedy. Needless to say, he looked and acted the part. A few years into his new career path, he was traveling home for Thanksgiving from Texas, which was only supposed to be for a 24-hour visit before heading back out. He came in late Wednesday evening, greeted his family, and drifted off to sleep. My cousins and his wife woke up to him unresponsive the following morning. Apparently, he had passed away in his sleep from a heart attack, sadly, on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible. Fast forward a few years later, and I'm a senior in high school. My cousins had gone away for a trip and had to leave their cat, Tess, home alone. Being only a mile away, they asked if I could come take care of the cat, to which I obliged right away. Well, I usually went to check on the cat a few times a day because being in that house at night gave me the chills, so I tried to avoid it as much as possible. Until one day. The main reason why it gave me the chills was because I felt like when I leave the room, items were misplaced in a sort of funny way.
Like the cat.
the cat was just carrying shit around. Oh, boy. Usually, it was their entryway closet door, which had opened, which was weird because my cousins always left jingle bells on that door for some reason.
Okay. My mom always left jingle bells on a door, though, but it was just like she wanted like a bell so like you would always hear the door open and jingle bells. They just happened to be Christmas decorations that she found another purpose for.
I was like, is this another Samhain like tradition? No,
my mom was just lazy and was like, well, now it serves another purpose. So
yeah, no, I did that on purpose. I forgot to put it away on purpose. One day I had to work during the day, so after my shift and picking up my best friend along the way, I went to check on the cat to make sure she was all set. Their house was a ranch style home, which was very small but open. It had a huge window in the front of the house where the blinds were left open for the cat. I love that. If you looked into the window, you'd be able to see the living room and hallway, which led to the bathroom and some of the bedrooms. So I left my friend in the car and made my way into the house to take care of the cat. I used the spare from their garage to make my way to the side door. spare key maybe, to next to the kitchen. All the lights were off, so I began turning some on so I could clean the litter box, fill Tessa's food bowl and water. I remember leaving the keys in the door and shutting it behind me since my friend was right outside. Well, I started doing everything I had to do when I heard a faint bang in the kitchen. I figured it was the cat, so I didn't make anything of it. After I finished up, I went to go leave and noticed, oh my God, sorry, Juniper like literally just appeared in front of me. Scared the absolute Christ out of me. I'm so sorry.
Hey, guess what? My heart stopped because I watched you flinch and I was like, what can I not see in your room?
I got a new office chair that like he just put his head up on the other side of it and looked at me.
Which so like a little puppet just came onto stage.
Yes, just like, and yikes. It's like pitched blackout because it's nighttime here now. Oh my God, that scared me. I'm so sorry. Okay. Whew, okay. I figured it was a cat. I would have figured the same. After I finished, I went to go leave and I noticed the keys weren't in the door. So I started frantically looking for the keys so I could leave. Again, I didn't want to be in the house longer than I needed to be.
Right.
After searching, I went back to the kitchen and there were the keys on the counter. No. Oh, that is weird. Now I know what you may be thinking. This may be a burglar. That is what I was thinking.
I would think that too. I'd be like, someone's messing with you.
Someone's in the house.
Yeah.
But if anyone were to enter the house, you'd be able to see it from the street, and my friend was sitting outside in my car. That's true. I half-hazardly looked around after that to make sure no one had come in, and no one had. So I turned all the lights off and left the night lights on. I quickly locked the door after saying bye to the cat. Peace.
See you, girl.
good luck with that, by the way. And made my way to the car. As I was walking to my car, my friend looked up and noticed that a light had gone on with what would have been the bathroom.
I would have called the police immediately.
Goodbye. Yeah, no, something's happening in this house. Yeah. Once I got to my car, my friend said, hey, a light just went on in the house while you were coming out. Is there a timer? My face turned white. There hadn't been a timer. I looked back up at the window, and as I looked, the light went back off. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's like it was playing with you. Like it wanted you both times to see it.
Yeah. I began telling my friend what happened in the house and that I felt as if the cousin who played Santa was playing a trick on me.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Before at least it's nice and not terrifying, like yeah, I'm thinking of it.
A jolly ghost. I like that.
Right.
Before we drove off, the light turned on in the bathroom again, and we heard a distant jingle. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
I got so freaked out that I sped away. I knew it was my mom's cousin trying to mess with me, as I didn't feel any bad energy. I just felt like I wasn't alone in the house. Still freaky. I went to check on the cat the next day, and she was happy as could be. I have a funny feeling it was because of the spirit from the night before. The days after that incident, whenever I entered the house, I felt a calm presence and could almost feel like my mom's cousin was there with me. But there were never any more pranks. It's been about 7 years since that night, and I still get freaked out at the fact that it was inevitably a ghost, but find comfort in the fact that Santa, my mom's cousin, is always watching over. It makes the song about Santa a tad less creepy if he sees you when you're sleeping and knows right. when you're awake, when it's just a family member, parentheses, maybe.
Right. Fingers maybe. Crossed.
Anyway, thank you so much for reading this. I know it was a long one and may not have made much sense. Well, I mean, not through your fault, but just because Santa is a ghost now.
It made sense to me, except now there's a ghost Santa who yes, also died exactly. on Turkey Day, though, so that's interesting too.
Who had a what?
He died on Thanksgiving too, so it's like
that's true. He didn't even make it to Christmas.
Holiday crossover there. Yeah.
I hope you all have happy holidays, much love and good vibes during these hard times. Megan, parentheses, I spell it without the H if that's any consolation. It is.
That's better. Yeah, it's better. Yeah, that's fine. I guess. Okay.
Thank you for the Santa send-off. I love it.
A Santa send-off. That's fun. Oh, I like that. Gosh. Did you know that I think, unless I'm having like a fever dream and this isn't real, I'm pretty sure like if you're a like a mall Santa, you have to go through like Santa Academy, like real hardcore training because you're working with like little kids and all that. And
I did not. I know there's a SantaCon, but I don't know about that. Oh, Academy. Wait a minute.
We're teaching each other things. What the fuck is SantaCon?
Oh, it's like where all of the Santas gather for a convention. It's like a real thing. Unless I'm also having a fever dream, which is entirely possible.
Let's make both of those things possible if they don't exist. Wait a minute. Hang on. I'm going to go Santa, Google SantaCon.
Listen, if Santa can be a ghost / poltergeist, then Santa can do whatever he wants at any convention.
Because it's spooky, it's also a little Halloween-y. This is kind of like all three holidays combined.
This is true. I like it. The thing about the keys moving themselves are freaky to me. Just saying.
Well, because it felt so intentional.
And she heard the bang in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Which is freaky.
Ugh. Well, there's one good Megan out there at least. Thank God.
Yes, we'll take finally. It. Say goodbye to 2020 on Megan's
so weird
heels. I don't know the phrase. I don't know English very well.
It's fine. Let's close the book, close the calendar.
I just realized there is another one for 2020 because
God, there's one. Damn it! This year never ends. This year I'm never
so
ends.
Sorry. Eva was probably having a heart attack. Like, Christine, you were going to get so many tweets about this. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Surprise. I think we might do one more.
I'll do it again. Everybody makes mistakes.
Apparently, it's just me over and over again.
Hannah Montana wrote that about you, actually. Did you know that?
That's so sad. Well, Megan, you tried, and we're apparently not leaving on your story. So sorry, but close.
It's fine. Almost. It's fine. That's what she'd fucking say. anyway, happy listener story. Happy December. I hope whatever's going on when this comes out, I hope there's like relatively good news. I'm sure it's interesting. Well, anyway, hopefully everyone's doing all right, and hopefully everyone feels safe and is healthy. So
yes, if you want to submit a story to us, you can go to andthatswhyidrink.com. You can also message email ckatwwd@gmail.com to submit a story for CK's bonus Patreon listener stories. And that's about all. Eva will sort through them and find us some good ones for next time.
Yes, and
that's
why
we
drink.
I don't know why we do that.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.